Tiene la palabra.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a joint statement. We welcome the resolution on discrimination against women and girls, which focused on girls' activism. The strong text regrettably faced a series of amendments which challenged the very notion of children, especially of girls and adolescents, as right holders, and sought to deny women and girls their agency. The amendments are a continuation of a trend of hostile arguments and rhetoric on issues of gender, autonomy of women and girls, and participation, which is increasing in an alarming fashion. We are deeply concerned by the coordinated and targeted attacks against the rights of women, girls, LGBTIQ plus people, and marginalized communities, which aim at undermining sexual and reproductive rights and the right to bodily autonomy. We are also concerned by recurrent attacks against children's rights, which specifically question their right to participate and express their views freely and their rights as human rights defenders. We urge this Council to abide by its mandate to uphold the strongest human rights standards for all and to resist any retrogression that would have deep and harmful impact on those affected. We welcome the renewal of the independent expert on SOGI for the second time and the successful opposition of 12 out of 13 hostile amendments presented. Over 1,000 NGOs in all regions supported a campaign to renew the mandate. This was the first time this Council explicitly condemned legislation that criminalizes consensual same-sex conducts and diverse gender identities and called on states to amend discriminatory legislation and combat violence on the grounds of SOGI. This renewal once again reaffirms this Council's commitment to combating discrimination and violence on the grounds of SOGI. We welcome the resolution on freedom of assembly and association, renewing the mandate of the Special Rapporteur. At a time when civic space urgently needs to be protected and defended, we welcome that the resolution addressed substantive concerns, including access to funding, which is increasingly an existential threat to civil society worldwide. We welcome the urgent debate on women and girls in Afghanistan and urge the Council to ensure that it remains accessible and responds adequately to the demands and needs of women defenders from the country. We also welcome the adoption of the resolutions on Belarus, Eritrea, Libya, Sudan, casualty recording, freedom of expression, peaceful protest, and independence of the judiciary. Finally, we regret that the Council failed to respond to the situations in Cameroon, China, Egypt, and Russia. Thank you.